الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا، رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا، واصبر على ما يقولون وهجرهم هجرا جميلا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Yesterday also we explained about dhikr, but one specific dhikr, and that is after asr, and the normal after asr, after fajr, and we should try and read that before going to bed also, and after every namaz as well. The tasbihat fatimi, which are really very, very valuable, and which we cannot do without at any cost. Today we'll speak more on the dhikr, that when a person becomes a murid, and the dhikr that is prescribed, and then how to do that dhikr, the importance of it also. As we had explained, dhikr itself is very, very important. Just like oxygen we need, and today Allah save everyone with the virus, people are running out of oxygen, natural oxygen, can't breathe, etc. We know what the condition is, and it's leading to so many deaths also. Like that dhikr also, if we don't make it, we also suffocate like that. But that is only in the ghaib, we don't see it, and we die off also. That the values, real values, we are lost. So many people, though we still like Muslims, but Islam has gone out of us, and we're not even aware of it. Iman has left us, and we are not aware. All this is lack of dhikr. If we make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, as we had explained, Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Chanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, in the ayat, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, at the end, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Now only for dhikr did Allah say, كَثِيرًا, to make Allah's ibadat in abundance, dhikr in abundance. And Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, the most times a command of Allah for a specific thing that was given is for dhikr. And then that also in so many places, then Allah added kathiran also, that make that dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in abundance. So the dhikr of Allah should be done in abundance. So from that ayat, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali writes, that the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah mentioned it at the end. And Allah mentioned it with kathiran. Lot of dhikr, man also, woman also should make a lot of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And by the barakat of that, all these other nine qualities, muslimina wal muslimat, mu'minina wal mu'minat, qanitina wal qanitat, sadiqina wal sadiqat, all of them, they will be lush, and they will be all the time, they will be alive, and they will be beautiful like a garden, green, all the time throughout the year, summer, winter, all the time. It is when the water is so good, it is plenty, and the irrigation system is good. So our dhikr is like that, our whole deen, and in all circumstances, everywhere, our deen will be very much alive. Our namazas will be namazas. Our tilawat will be tilawat when our dhikr is in its place. But as we have mentioned also, that unfortunately, what is most essential and most important, we are most negligent of that. And we don't pay attention. Many a person who is a murid for how many years, and he's like in other things, it's like everything he does. But if he checks himself, he will find he's negligent in dhikr. He's not completing his dhikr. So the dhikr is very, very important that we make it. The barakat of dhikr, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira wa sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Make the dhikr of Allah in abundance. Then read tasbih also, morning and evening, whether it means literally morning or evening, or it means all the time. Then you say morning and evening, refer to it at all the time. وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. If you will do that, Allah will send His salawat on you, His special mercy, and the malaika also. One sahabi, the other sahaba noticed that when he leaves his house, enters his house, malaika are making dua for him. So they asked him, what amal do you do that the malaika make dua for you? He says, you can also do it. Just make the dhikr of Allah. Wherever when you're leaving your house, malaika will be making dua. When you sit down, malaika are making dua for you. When you stand up, malaika are making dua for you. By the dhikr of Allah and the tasbihat also. And also, what is very important are the duas of the various occasions, which is also dhikr. That also we are very neglectful. The duas of all the time. Just the bismillah we are neglectful of when we start to eat. All the time there are duas for various occasions. One good friend, as I mentioned, it were few ulama, that what is the dua of after drinking water? Everyone knew it. Alhamdulillah, alladhi saqani azban furatam bi rahmatihi. Then I asked him, who read it even once in a lifetime? Afterwards, the imam, who's a very prominent imam, a good friend of ours, he came to me, he says, you opened my eyes. I realized, I thought, till today, and I'm making, when he graduated, I'm making imamat for so many years, but till today, not once did I read this dua. He says, we teach it, and we know it, and the children we teach, but our amal. So really, if we are really sincere to ourselves, and that is our private life, our matter between us and Allah. If a person is sincere, we will see we are still very negligent on the very basics of deen also. And unfortunately, at the same time, consciously, unconsciously, we give the impression I'm very pious also. That I'm pardoned on deen and I'm very pious also. Whether it is by our dressing, whether it is by our titles, whether it is by our association, we create that and we get bluffed also. We also under the impression I am really pious. But if we go and see the very basics of deen, if we want to just try it out here while we are here, making salam. Salam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, said, make salam common amongst you. So just think that from after Jummah till now, did we hear salam? Did I make salam? Did I reply to salam? And salam also is such a thing that when we make also, then sometimes we just nod our head. That is our salam. Or we just lift a hand. That is our salam. Or the reply is like that. If we most is, we'll just mumble it. You can't even hear it. Whereas the salam, ghunjna chahiye. It should be echoing all the time. And that is a separate subject. Where inshallah, if Allah gives time, a barakat in time, we'll discuss it. But what is salam? Peace from Allah Ta'ala. Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And what we all want, barakat, and that Allah put it in plural. Wa barakatuhu. In plural, what isn't there? But we are so negligent with regard to the very basic. So our dhikr also, we should see whether I'm doing it regularly. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that in one of the methods to have nisbat with Allah, which we all want, a connection with Allah Ta'ala. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That we have the presence of Allah Ta'ala in our salat. One of the easiest way for that, Hazrat has written, is to make dhikr and make it at a fixed time. And in this way it is like you are meeting Allah Ta'ala. When you are making dhikr, in a hadith of Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I'm sitting, I'm the companion of that person who makes my dhikr. So when we are making dhikr, we like the companions, we become the friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if we do it for a certain period, and we do it regularly on that time, properly, then we will see that, and sometimes if we didn't, Hadrat gives the example, like you go and meet somebody every day at a certain time. Every day you go and meet him, You ask him, how are you, etc., friendship. You perhaps share a cup of tea or whatever. And then one day if you don't come, naturally he'll be waiting. My friend didn't come today. He'll ask about you. He'll inquire about you. Where's my friend? So the minute we make zikr of Allah, Allah knows everything. But so to say, Allah to show and manifest the honor of this, Allah, where's my friend today? My friend didn't come. So in this way we can build this friendship with Allah Ta'ala. So our zikr, we should try and make it and make it regularly. What zikr we have been, again, so our Shaykh was so kind, so soft-hearted. The zikr he has prescribed basically is 100 times La ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah. The ash'ar which are read in between, they are not actually the part of the zikr. It is just to get our attention in it. And therefore, it will be very wise and very good. And to give quality to our zikr, we learn the ash'ar together with the meaning. We will see how much it will enhance the value of the zikr. And the actual zikr is La ilaha illallah. And in Arabic, these words which have come, if they're repeating those words, which Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. And وَذْكُرْ, that repeat. Take the name, repeat. That is really what zikr is, to repeat. So repeat the name of your Allah. Other places Allah says, Uzkurullah, remember Allah. There is a difference between remembering Allah and remembering the name of Allah. Yeah, both are required. To remember Allah and to remember Allah by the name of Allah. One is we just remember Allah is there, we are busy in salat, I'm standing in front of Allah, I'm making sajda to Allah. And one is the zikr. So the zikr of the name of Allah, which unfortunately some people have got objection to, that making zikr is a bid'at. But the Quran is saying that make zikr, repeat the name of your Rabb. And here also Allah used Rabb. That who is Rabb? Rabb, one good friend, one day he phoned, and when he says, Rabbul Alameen, when I make my namaz, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Rabbil Alameen. He says, I just go into an ecstasy. That my Rabb, the one who has created us, the one who sees to every need of ours, the one who is in charge of all our affairs. In one Arabic saying, احترم أباك لأنه رباك. Respect and honor your father because he has made your tarbiyat. He looks to you all your necessities. When you were a baby, you knew nothing whatsoever. لا تعلمون شيئا. Nothing we knew. The mother, the father, how they did everything. Allah, more than what the father and all the fathers of the world together, what they can't do, Allah does for every baby. So that is our Rabb. So Allah says, take the name of your Rabb. In other words, it should be done with great enjoyment. The one whose favors are so great on you. If you were traveling anywhere and you got stuck middle of the night, 2 o'clock, rainy, cold night, and a place which is dangerous also, crooks, etc. And somebody comes there, and you can see the genuine person offers you his help. He takes the family, he puts them up at his house, hot soup, food he gives you. He tells you to rest. He goes and have your car fixed up, everything. And when it's all done, he comes, here is your car, you're ready now. You can now carry on if you wish to carry on. Your whole life you'll remember him. If you are out of job for 6 months, 6 years, you had no money to pay your rental, to food, and then somebody came and they put 100,000 rands in your hands, and they say, sort yourself out. And they don't even say who they are or what, but you tell your children, whoever that was, you must always make dua for him. Much more greater the favors of Allah upon us. Much, much more than that. So how much shouldn't we be thankful to Allah? So when we take وَذْكُرِسْمَ رَبِّكَ, we actually, a person should feel like so honored that I'm getting the opportunity, and we should look forward to the zikr of ours. And zikr also, make part of it. We should try and get a few friends together and make collective zikr. Make part of it collectively and make part of it individually. The zikr which is done collectively has got a complete different effect. And zikr which is done individually has got a complete different effect. So try and do that. And as an ardent lover of Allah, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, so repeat Allah. This is what it means. This is the literal translation of it. Allah, Allah, Allah. And then also Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, what a great arif of Allah. And what a great lover of Allah. Allah Hazrat explained that the name of Allah, as it is written here, Allah. And in Arabic, calligraphy, writing of Arabic, Allah, you can write it in other ways also. But it is not permissible to write the name of Allah from a dini point of view. Like Christians are also, Arabs are Christians also, they are Jews also, they can perhaps write it in a different way. But as a Muslim, Allah, like the Quran, Rasmul Khat of the Quran, we have to write it as it is. Though there are other forms of writing it also, but you have to write it in that way. The name of Allah is also only in this way we are permitted to write it. And if we see it, how Hazrat had explained it, that the name of Allah, the two lams, Allah, together, the formation of it, if you look at it, it is like the crown of a king. So that is who Allah Ta'ala is. He is, and then on top of that is the tashdeed, another crown. A crown on a crown. Allah is, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكُ الْمُلُكُ. Allah is the king of all the kings. He is the king. And then, like all governments, on their special days, they have their flags at full hoist. The flags are raised and they are all blowing fully. So the front alif, which you see, is big also. And with that little stroke on it, that is, that so to say, how Hazrat had explained it, it is the flag of Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah is the greatest. And then afterwards, who? It's only He. There is no one else but Allah. And then, is really Allah so great? So the khara zabar, the exclamation mark, so to say, on top of this, yes, it is. Ya Allah, you are so great. So with that in mind, and Hazrat also used to say, a Hindu of Allahabad, he used to worship his idol. And when for some reason they had to take an x-ray of his heart, the picture of the idol was in his heart. So he say, we should worship Allah, that the name of Allah comes into the heart. Like that, with that passion and feeling and with zeal, we should take the name of Allah. And once Allah comes into the heart, then that person's, all his work is done. When now you have put Allah in charge of the palace, the heart is the palace, and that is meant only for Allah. Today we have put all other things, dirt and filth we have filled into the palace. In a palace we have filled all dirt and filth of dunya. That should be taken out, and Allahu Akbar. Allah's name is such, like if you want to wash a glass, we want to put clean water. What will we wash it? With water. And we put water in there. So to wash the heart, with the name of Allah will wash it. And then put Allah in the heart. And when Allah comes in the heart, and this also Hazrat had explained, make the zikr of Allah so much that the heart starts overflowing now. With the noor and the name of Allah, it starts overflowing. When that will happen, now what you look at, you will be looking at it with the name of Allah, with the noor of Allah. So then you will find what buzurgs, that there is barakat in what they look at also. Barakat in what they touch, what you touch, where you walk, and which is a common practice till today. We will call buzurgs to come to our house, new house for example, or just that they must come visit for barakat. What is that barakat? This noor which is there. In our shops we will call them to come to our shops. This is that barakat of so much. Take the name of Allah Ta'ala that your heart gets full and it starts overflowing. Hazrat says that, in fact, there was one alim, Perhaps now the conditions have changed drastically, but in Syria, in Damascus, he used to make tafsir of Quran Sharif, and he should get the biggest crowd after Fajr. People from where all the other masjids would come. So they asked him that how come we also make our mutala and we present such points and that. But nobody, he said, I think he said 10 suparas in my tahajjud. So that noor that comes, so that is naturally then the people come. So how much we have got, so Hadrat explained that if you got noor in your heart, and then you give your bayan from the mimbar, and then that noor will spread. But if you are empty, what are you going to spread? And nobody will want to go to an empty shop. Everyone wants to go to a shop that is full. So we make effort to bring the noor, and the zikr of Allah brings all the noor of Allah in the heart. It will change our lives, and the zikr will be the cause of changing the lives of the other people also, the world also. So the zikr we share with the name of Allah. And also Allah made it so easy in Allah. There are no hurufi halqi. There are no difficult alphabets of the Arabic language. God, etc. All which are really easy for everyone to pronounce. And we should say it in such a way, Hazrat should explain, that with Allah, that your breath comes out and Allah comes out. So continuously your breath also becomes the name of Allah Ta'ala. And so many great buzurgs, when they were unconscious, Allah carried on. Operation, chloroform, they are under anesthetic, but Allah is carrying on. So much we should make the zikr of Allah. Also Hazrat had explained that this is usually called by buzurg past and fast. That your breath that goes out, Allah, and your breath that comes in, who? Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. All the time you are in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But Hazrat explains the real past and fast. Past in Arabic, in Urdu, to look after. Iske past, uska past karo. Look after that. And fast, your breath. Look after every breath. That is, no breath must come out in the disobedience of Allah. That is the real pass and fast, Hazrat said. That you check yourself that no action of yours, no looking of yours, no listening of yours must be against the command of Allah. And the zikr is also for that purpose. Zikr is not only one department. I made zikr, and after that there was some person who was working in the government. And he used to be very regular, Ishraq also namaz, and then whatever cases were coming, and the bribes that he had to collect, but he was busy with his wazifah, and people come and they are paying their bribes, then he makes a sign, just put it under the musalla. But his wazifah, nothing, that can nothing interfere. So that is what is that. Pass and fast, you look after, nothing against the command of Allah Ta'ala you do. Yeah, we are making our zikr. Some of our friends' complaints came, and they're listening to a radio station when the ladies are the presenters. And they are listening to all that also, and they are making zikr also. So no, the zikr must be that we look after every part of our body, that we are not in the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, wazkurisma rabbika. Remember the name of Allah. Repeat the name of Allah Ta'ala. And for zikr again, usually most our whole namaz, how to perform it, the command is in the Quran Sharif, but the details are in the hadith. And then Allah reward the fuqaha, they wrote it much more clearly and in beautiful forms and details. They've written it in the fiqh kitabs. But zikr, Allah Ta'ala explained the adab of zikr also together with it. Wazkurisma rabbika, and how must you make zikr? This is the bayan of our Shaykh, repeating it, all errors Allah forgive. But what Hazrat used to explain to us, watabattal ilayhi tabtila, complete devotion when you are making your zikr. When you are making your zikr, say shaitan is also going to come. And he will put in all thoughts in your mind also. For example, you make your zikr after Fajr. Now after your wife told you that when you go to shop, then when you come after Fajr, you must bring milk, you must bring bread also. Now you know she's going to beat thrice if you forget. Now in your zikr you're thinking all the time of your bread and your milk. So Hazrat says, no, at that time take out the bread and milk from your head. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Your full thoughts only on your zikr. One husband and wife usually fight argument. So the wife said, you know, you, whatever I tell you, it goes in here, one ear, and it comes out from the other ear. You do, I tell you to bring this, to bring that, you just don't, doesn't register with you. You don't listen. So he said, you, whatever I tell you, it goes in here, one ear, and it comes out from here, from your mouth. And you just start shouting and you start screaming all the time. So anyway, now you worried in your zikr, I mustn't forget my bread and my milk. So Allah, Hazrat says that don't. You just concentrate on your zikr at that time. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. And you are worried of your bread and milk, and you are worried your wife will take off with you. But Allah Ta'ala, you remember Him. He is Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. He looks after the whole world, east and west, the whole world. Allah is feeding, and how Allah feeds also. When Musa alayhi salatu was salam read that Allah Ta'ala is Zul Jalali wal Ikram. Allah Ta'ala Zul Jalal, the Jalal, the honor, majesty, greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And all the Jalali qualities of Allah, Jalal, wal Ikram, all the Jamali, the soft, kind qualities. Allah is Zul Ikram also. Where Allah is Zul Jalal, Allah is Zul Ikram also. So he said, Allah Ta'ala, please, I want to see a manifestation of this. That how is your kindness, your generosity, your mercy, your kindness, I would like to see it. So Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, take your stick, and this is from Ruhul Ma'ani. It is not some comic strips that I'm explaining here, or some cartoons or something. From Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi has written in his tafsir, that take your stick and hit on a rock. When he hit, the rock split into two. And what Allah's marjas are, how the water split apart for when he hit onto the water. So just with a hit of the stick, the rock split apart. Then Allah said, the one part, hit it again. So it became half, now he hit the one quarter. The two, one part became quarter. Hit it again it split. Till found in the crevices of that rock, there was a worm, a living worm. And that worm had a green leaf in its mouth. And it was making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanalladhi may yarani. Pure is that being who sees me deep in the crevices of the rock. And not only that, وَيَعْرِفُ مَكَانِي. And he knows my physical address also. And he delivers my rosy to me, yeah, right in the middle of the rock also. And not only that, وَيَعْرِفُ مَكَانِي وَيَرْزُقُنِي. And he gives me my rosy also. So Allah Ta'ala, and there are so many other instances, how Allah Ta'ala gives rosy. And we might wonder, but there's nothing really to wonder. We eat a guava, sweet guava. And then when we take a bite, and we are just, what a sweet guava. How enjoyable. When you want to take the next bite, we see a worm walking. So how the worm is in the middle, where it's getting its oxygen from. What is surviving on? So what is it difficult for Allah? Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayh, one sitting at the river Nile and making the zikr and ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, he saw that a frog came there into the water, and with a leaf or something in its mouth, it went away, it came back empty again. So he turned to Allah, Ya Allah, Ya kya majra, what is this here? Then Allah Ta'ala informed him, there is a worm insect at the bottom of the water which has gone blind. It can't look for its own rosy now. So I send its rosy there. I send the frog with its rosy there. So we remember Allah. We worried of our bread and water. We worried of paying our rent end of the month. We make our little efforts, but trust in Allah is Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi. It's not only your rent that you that Allah is to see to, and your groceries and bread and tea you have to put on the table. Allah for the whole world. Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi. Fattakhidhu wakila. Make Allah your wakil. Make your dhikr such a way that you hand over to Allah Ta'ala. واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو. That was the zikr of Ismi Zat, Allah, Allah. And this is the zikr of Nafi Isbat. لا إله إلا هو. There is no other being but Allah. So make the zikr. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. This is directly from the Quran Sharif, this command of the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the zikr, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that a person who reads La ilaha illallah 100 times, Allah will make his face shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Our Shaykh explains that also, how beautiful Hazrat's explanation, that the moon, the beginning of the moon, it's difficult to find it, and then we find all the controversy. Allah save us now, eat time from all controversy, and make it easy for us. But that little crescent to look for it is so difficult. And then with all the rules of Sharia, that whose evidence you can accept, whose you can't accept, all the details of all that. But anyway, you can't see the moon at the beginning. But as the days go, then that crescent becomes stronger, and very soon you see by the middle of the month, full moon. Just like that, your zikr you keep on making. And at the beginning, it will be like your heart is still dark. Your face is dark, your life is dark, your brains are dark, your heart is dark. But you keep on making zikr over a period, this darkness, this light of the zikr will push out the darkness. Just like, and that light of the moon is not its own light. It's the light of the sun shining on the moon. And according to system, as the rotation goes, and over the month that passes, then more light of the sun comes, the whole moon lights up. And now the beautiful 14th night moon, how beautiful it looks also, which poets of the East and the West, ancient and modern poets still today, use the moon as a symbol of great beauty, when they want to express beauty. So your heart will become, just by reading 100 times, it will be like all the darkness will go off. And then there will be only light in your heart. And now when you will speak, light will come out in your words. Your advice you give to somebody, whatever you say, it will have a different effect. And this Allah Ta'ala has made it for everyone, not only who we think are big buzurgs and are big mashayikh. No, for everyone, just we make our zikr regularly. La ilaha illa hu. And when making the zikr of La ilaha illa hu in Hayatul Sahaba, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali has put the riwayat, I think it's on page 15 of volume 1, in many other kitabs also. When the Sahaba used to make their zikr, then how the tree tops, even the wind, how it moves, Jumna, it moves like that they also used to move. And there are two explanations. One, that enjoyment. When you really enjoy something, then you start, in Urdu they say, Jhoom Jata Hai. That great enjoyment that you are getting. You are just moving to and fro. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Oh, what good news. Oh, how wonderful. Taking Allah's name must be like that. And the other, which Hazrat explained, what we should do when we make our zikr, with La Ilaha, you move, your heart is on the left side, towards the left. So you vacuum from there. You take out everything from the heart. And moving to the right, you are throwing it out here. Everything you are throwing it out here. And with La ilaha illallah. Now you are putting only Allah in your heart. And 100 times you are vacuuming your heart. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And just a slight movement, not much of a movement. Your body, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, and you are vacuuming it out all the time. So if you vacuum your heart 100 times, and then you put all the scent and all the, what they put after cleaning the carpet, shampoo, or not the shampoo, that is to clean it, but all the good smelling things, all that you are putting, you are taking out everything, what your Sunbeam vacuum cleaner, and whatever brand of vacuum cleaner, and you vacuum once, you vacuum twice, your carpet becomes clean. This you are vacuuming 100 times a day. How can't your heart become clean? And you are doing it every day. And regularly you are vacuuming. In some countries, it's a government law, you have to vacuum twice a day. Every day you have to vacuum twice. Yeah, if you vacuum once a day, 100 times like this, how hard. And then when you put now after that 100 times, Allah, Allah, you have already put what all scent and all goodness, and again on top of that again, the name of Allah. What goodness will come in that heart, we cannot imagine. So we should make our zikr regularly. When making the zikr of Allah, then think, that particular guna I'm involved in and which I want to get rid of. We have got a lot of gunas, we are filled with gunas. But those which are really troubling us, then with la ilaha, vacuuming it out. That I'm used to my drugs, taking it out. I'm still lazy in my namaz, I'm taking it out. I always get very angry on the family, on my children, I'm shouting them all the time. So I'm taking it out, all the time. And the right thing, the correct thing, put that into the heart. La ilaha illallah. You are putting Allah. Allah is putting the right thing into your heart. How can that goodness come to you? You got a temper. Your eyes are out of control. Looking at wrong all the time. Now to get pure eyes, Allah, by Allah's qudrat, Allah is putting it in. And then you are sealing it off with 100 times. Allah, 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 the love of Allah. And that only Allah is in my heart. A person like that, what a muwahid he will become. What a ashik of Allah Ta'ala. What nisbat of Allah Ta'ala. And the zikr, which is only 100 times, Hazrat said, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali was the king of the awliya of our time. Of all our great, great awliya, he's the king of them. He said making 100 times zikr like this has got the effect of 120,000 zikr, which the buzurgs used to show. So today, we read Zamana. Hazrat should also explain that if we take a medical book of the Hakims of 100, 200 years ago, and we see there the prescription for laxative, and we take that laxative today, then before you do that, first dig your qabr. Because if you take that laxative, the next you'll die and you'll have to go to Qabristan. So we can't take that today, and the mashayikh of today, who is the mashayikh of today, what they prescribe. Many of us also, we read the kitabs of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, we read the of Sheikh Ibn al-Arabi and Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani, lot of other buzurgs, even of more recent times, and we want to apply it today. It doesn't. Now follow the mashayikh who know the conditions of today. They will give you the medicine of today, and that is what is going to help you. So we must follow that. So Hazrat should explain, and Hazrat also used to make lot shukr. He became a hakim first before he became a alim. So first, so Hazrat knows the biology, the anatomy of the body, the brain, etc., all that. So how to make the zikr and how to fit it in, what is right for a person, that also Hazrat used to teach us and guide us. So Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi la ilaha illahu fattakhidhu wakila. When you will do this, you will find lot of criticism. People will tell you this is bidat. People will tell you that now you are lazy. Now you just want to make zikr. You are not worried of your work. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Make sabr now. What a bayan of the Quran Sharif. And how the Quran Sharif has explained. And Allah reward our mashayikh and our ulama. How they have explained it. So when people will start making a'tiraz on you, that this is bidat, etc., This is now you're lazy, you don't want to work, you're just sitting in a khanqa, you're just going in jamaat all the time, whole day you're in the masjid, you don't want to work. وَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. And make your sabr. And sabr also, Allah has taught us how to make that sabr. وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. Separate from them, but that separation, هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. A beautiful set. Don't tell them that you people are all munafiq. You people are all kafir. You people don't know, you don't understand deen. You are just all dunyadar. And you are right off, you're going to go to Jahannam. No, don't say that. وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. A beautiful, that separation, الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِيهِ الْإِمْتِقَامِ. That there is no revenge in that. That they told you and they telling you, you lazy, you are bidati, you are making zikr like this. No, you don't now one for one, tit for tat. You don't do that. You in a nice way, وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. And tell them nice and kind, soft words, and make dua for them also. So they also can understand. So there is a lot more to say, but the zikr of Allah, if we can understand, Allah put it in me also, that we must make the zikr and make it regularly and make it with attention. And wallah, I say wallah, you're a drug addict, you're an alcoholic, you're a womanizer, you're a gambler, whatever. Just make your zikr and see how it purifies you. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written that Allah has put the capacity of staying away from one and every guna within you. You use it. And zikr is one great method that the mashayikh have used from the time of Nabi alayhi salat. Sahaba used to make zikr also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see their zikr. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded. Surah kaha? وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. Oh, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our Shaykh's beautiful interpretation, you are making aram in your house, but leave your aram, my Nabi, my beloved. You go to the masjid, and those people, the sahaba who are making zikr, you go and sit with them, and join them, and see them, their zikr which they are making. So Allah's Nabi's aram also, Allah said, you leave it and you go and see the zikr. And see the zikr they are making. Many others, many sahaba who were like mashayikh, what we will call, they were sitting with their halqa, busy making zikr, making tilawat, making ta'aleem. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to go and see, and then they used to stop also. Then he said, no, don't stop. I saw Allah's rahmat coming. Where is Allah's rahmat coming? I went and look, it's coming on you people here. And so many other details of it also. So this is a very great amal. Also, unfortunately, what is most important, we are most negligent. We oxygen, water still we can stay without to some extent. Oxygen we can't stay. But we're not conscious. At the moment, I'm not conscious. None of us are conscious. We are breathing in. Oxygen is there, enough for all of us. And oxygen, our lungs are functioning. They are taking it in and they are pumping out the carbon dioxide. And where, how Allah's system, we are all together, but the carbon dioxide, where it's going away. This is all. And Allah's system is not that you block the carbon dioxide, put a mask, and now you can't breathe in fresh oxygen, and you're breathing out carbon dioxide, and now you're breathing in your own carbon dioxide. You're killing yourself, which is happening in the world. The masks are killing the people, which is their scientists also are saying. So anyway, Allah's system is, but we're not even conscious of that. Like that, the zikr of Allah, let us be conscious of the presence of Allah, make our ta'alluq with Allah, and see the quality of our lives, see the enjoyment, then we will see real values. Then the 4x4 won't have that value. Swimming pool and jacuzzi won't have that value. Now the things of deen will have value in a person's heart. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And really try from now that we do it. When we're making zikr in the morning, and also that when we are making zikr, many times we are half sleepy. So we are saying la ilaha, and then we fall asleep in it. Then after a while again, we woke up quickly again, we shook up, la ilaha. All the time we're saying la ilaha, no God. Now what good is going to come in the heart? We are negating the existence of Allah. La ilaha. And we sleep away. We are negating the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr is to establish the absolute power, control, love, kindness and great power of Allah Ta'ala. We are doing the complete opposite. So also when we are making zikr, then we find every morning Allah's fadal, Allah gave us tawfiq, we make. But you don't hear a sound from anyone. All are sleeping and some actually are gone really in a deep. It's a sleeping period. Zikr period is a sleeping period. In fact, one Naqshbandi murid told our sheikh that you people, chishtiya, our silsila, the details, if Allah wishes, sometimes we discuss it a bit, but their zikr is like loud. It's like they are vociferous, they are expressive. And Naqshbandiya, they contain it. It is more within themselves. So he says, like we make our zikr without any sound, like more muraqabah type. And he says, like me, he's telling about, I fall asleep and people think, hey, he's gone by the arsh of Allah. He's gone where and where, but I'm fast asleep all the time. And your zikr, you have to make it loudly, so you have to stay awake. You got no choice. So zikr, we must do it awake, not sleeping and making zikr. That is no zikr. That period, that time is not for sleeping, it's for zikr of Allah. And the greatest thing, Allah give us all tawfiq and be kind to us and open our hearts and our minds for this most greatest treasure and value, and let it come into our hearts, inshallah.